Closing Guantanamo was high on the president's agenda when he took office.
I have said repeatedly that
we will close the Guantanamo Bay detention camp,
which has damaged our national security interests and become a tremendous recruiting tool for Al-Qaeda.
Those are part and parcel of an effort to regain America's moral stature in the world.
But the road back to that moral stature seems to be blocked. Leaked cables tell the story of frustration over detainees who can't be sent back to their home countries, big bribe offers that didn't work, and countries demanding cash for combatants.
The ends justify the means, I guess, until someone finds out what those means are. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, November 30th, and I think what's surprising about the WikiLeaks release is the broad, broad section of topics on which people are having some pretty, maybe not shocking, but informal and imaginative conversations about things.
Do the Wiki ends justify the Wiki means, I think is probably the case.
That's a good question.
250,000 documents. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. More information from the WikiLeaks release, a cable revealing the location of the U.S. nuclear arsenal in Europe. They're in Germany and Holland and Belgium. The location of the arsenal had been a closely guarded secret. Let's just hope they've moved them by now. From another leaked cable, we're learning Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu supports land for peace trades with the Palestinians. First indication of his position on that concept. And we're also hearing how China knows less about and has less influence over its close ally North Korea than is usually presumed. In one cable, a Chinese foreign ministry official refers to North Korea as a spoiled child for launching some missiles. And from another cable, we're learning Afghan President Hamid Karzai freed dangerous prisoners and pardoned suspected drug dealers because they had connections to powerful figures.
The leaks are kicking up a hornet's nest in the U.S. government. Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department is looking for a way to prosecute WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange under the Espionage Act.
We have an active, ongoing criminal investigation with regard to this matter. We are not in a position as yet to announce the result of that investigation.
But Assange says he already has his next target in mind. And in an interview with Forbes magazine, he says his next move will be to unleash documents from a major U.S. bank.
Movement on the diplomatic front to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula this morning. A top North Korean official is in China for talks, while the U.S. and South Korea and Japan will sit down soon in Washington. It comes as North Korea detailed its expanded nuclear program for the first time, saying it has thousands of working centrifuges for enriching uranium. It gives North Korea a second route to making a nuclear weapon. President Obama says budget cuts will begin with 2 million federal workers.
Today, I'm proposing a 2-year pay freeze for all civilian federal workers. This would save $2 billion over the rest of this fiscal year and $28 billion in cumulative savings over the next 5 years.
Keyword there, civilian. The freeze would not affect the military pay. Today, President Obama holds his first meeting with Republican and Democratic leaders since the midterm election. Topics will likely include the Bush-era tax cuts, the START nuclear treaty, and extending unemployment benefits, many of which begin to expire today.
The Pentagon study on Don't Ask, Don't Tell is due out today. We've already heard that a clear majority of respondents to this 10-month study say they don't care if gays serve openly. Also, another report out today says the nation's high school graduation rate is rising. Nonprofit group says the graduation rose to 75% in 2008, up 3 points from 2001. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are down. European indices are up, but futures are down as well. The Dow starts at 11,052, the S&P at 11,187, the NASDAQ at 25.25. Later on in the hour, Anne Rice, the author, joins us to talk about, well, not necessarily vampires, but angels. That's her new theme in her books, and religion. Her new book's called Of Love and Evil.
Coming up, the WikiLeaks diplomatic cables may offer some clues as to why President Obama has had a hard time fulfilling his campaign promise to close Guantanamo Bay by the end of his first year in office.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.